From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom Arese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 41-year-old Iron Costas Rivera of Lovington, who was arrested in October of last year and charged with 14 counts of criminal sexual penetration of a minor, sentenced for those crimes on Monday morning. Rivera went before 5th District Judge Mark Sanchez and pled guilty to 2 counts of criminal sexual penetration of a minor. He was then sentenced to 15 years in prison. Oil and gas revenue from Lee County during the month of April hit an all-time record at just over $5.6 million, and revenue from this month could even be higher at just over $5.8 million. That according to Lee County Finance Director Chip Lowe, who reported that to Lee County Commissioners last week.
Well, it's because production is at a record pace in the county and prices are back up over 60. That's really the whole basis to it.
And for these record revenues to happen, Lowe added that it takes...
We've got good communities. We've got good, sound, conservative leadership.
43-year-old John Bowles Williams of Loving was arrested and charged with murder in the first degree and tampering with evidence in the alleged stabbing death of 48-year-old Jorge Trevizio of El Paso. The incident happened on May the 20th. That according to the Eddy County Sheriff's Office. Trevizio was transported to the Carlsbad Medical Center, where he later died of his injury. The Eddy County Sheriff's Office reports that human remains found south of Malaga in 2020 are those of 43-year-old Brandy Fernandez, that according to the OMI's office in Albuquerque. The autopsy determined that Fernandez died from a gunshot wound to the head. Her death has been reported as the result of a homicide. And a reward of $4,000 has been offered for any information that leads to a suspect and or arrest of a suspect. The New Mexico High School and Junior High Rodeos began Thursday at the Lee County Fairgrounds. Deanne Kimbrough with the Coalition of Businesses in Lovington tells us how Lee County got the rodeo to come here.
Jim Kemp, that's the manager of the Lee County Fairgrounds, had bid for it for the year 2020, and of course COVID hit and it was canceled, so they carried it over and he got it for 2021.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arese.